London. It's a pleasure to welcome Ken Livingstone. Against a war that is in progress that has ever happened in British history. Yeah! When the war starts, you must stop your opposition. Could not be more wrong. If we were silent now, it would merely strengthen George Bush in his sequence of wars. If he gets away with this, it will be Iran, it will be North Korea. The White House has an agenda for war stretching into the future to secure its predominance and its economic interests. I want to make one particular point specific to London. We have in this city, one person in 10 is a Muslim. They can take the excuse of this war to attack our Muslim London citizens. They are wrong. Yeah. Is as to be alert that there should be no bullying of Muslim students in our school. Yeah! In some of the interviews I've just been doing whilst waiting to come on, people have said to me that surely there is no point continuing to protest. This is now all soon going to be over. I hope it will be over as rapidly as possible. I hope it will be over with the least possible loss of life. But this is not one isolated war. This is 80 years of British and American intervention in the Middle East to control the supply of oil. Of the citizens of Iraq, it was because they were resisting British colonial rule. And the only reason Britain wanted colonial control of Iraq was because of the oil. I made my first speech as an 11-year-old in my first year of high secondary school. And I made that speech in a debate, and it would be echoed in schools across this country in this last week. I made that speech denouncing France and Israel, who had attacked and invaded Egypt in 1956. And say, no, we will run our part of the world in our way, and the resources of our oil will be in the city. As the bombing started, while I was at City Hall, I received a phone call from Jesse Jackson, who spoke to us here last month. He, as you can imagine, is as horrified as I am that the governments of Britain and America have ignored Iran and have proceeded with their attack. But we don't assume that this will be over just here in the battlefield around Iraq and over in a few weeks. What we are seeing is the locking into place of the new world order that George Bush the First announced over a decade ago.
Put me on TV.
A world run from Wall Street and the White House, with us as the loyal servant. And that's not an acceptable future for humanity. And that is exactly that his organisation and City Hall should work together to bring a major conference to London later this year to articulate a different world order. One we see an equal distribution of wealth and power, not its concentration in a few hands. The sort of around the world from poverty and destitution because of the present world economic order. Out of this war, we will put together a conference to make certain they can never get away with this again. And finally, I want to say this, to the young people who have come out in these days to occupy Parliament Square, to protest, I respect and applaud what you have done. You have taken on a lifetime of struggle, as I did at the age of 11, opposing that British invasion of Egypt. And stay active, don't give up. When they come for Iran, we will be there to prevent that war.